Everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by my bing bong, Rich Stambolian.
Can I be the slam to your bing bong?
You can be the slam to my bing bong.
What's up? Are we trying to fist bump me, or are you trying to punch your microphone?
Hold on. Let's hold hands. Here we go. Eternal friends. Here we go.
You can't even see it.
That's how I take your soul.
Huh?
Like Andrew Cuomo. He takes your soul by open mouth kissing you, and he just sucks your soul into him. I hold hands with you like this, like a claw, and I just take your soul.
I got news for you, buddy. I ain't got no soul. I stole that shit like Milhouse from The Simpsons.
I may have an update on the potato. The potato man.
Did you track down the guy?
I believe I saw him yesterday.
Is this like your version of Taken?
This is my version of Taken. I'll talk about it later. Guys, the show's all about professional wrestling, and man, we got a lot to talk about. I seem to be doing this like every other day now. I'm on the air doing a wrestling show.
Yeah, dude.
Matt Men, of course, the flagship here. We do the Matt Men podcast every Thursday at 10:30. I'm trying to remember every Thursday at 10:30 East on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Matt Men Podcast. Also streaming on F4W Video on Twitch. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Also, hey, other shows that I do. A lot of people forget. We're live, pal. I do it with Denise Salcedo and Garrett Gonzalez over at F4W Online and Wrestling Observer. Also, I'm the host of the Wrestling Observer Live every Sunday at 6 p.m. East. You can tune in live on YouTube, on the F4W YouTube, or, of course, their Twitch channel, and, of course, on Sports Byline Radio Networks. Where do you want to begin? It was... You know, last night, I ended up watching Dynamite after I got home late, and I never do it. I never do that.
Were you asking yourself that question?
Yes, I was. That was me thinking out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I very much enjoyed the show, watching that live.
Yeah, it was great.
How did you feel about it?
Dynamite? Mm-hmm. I always watch it live. I make it a point to try to catch Dynamite live, because it's like, I find it's like the middle of the week. It's a quote-unquote hump day. I always hated that term.
You hate hump day,
huh? I hate that term. I always try to catch it live. I make it a point to catch it live. Last night, we had to go to dinner. Yesterday was our 8-year anniversary. So
happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I got the little alert because Jess quoted the speech from your wedding on hers. Like, she made like the congratulations post, and it popped up on my timeline.
That's cool. I appreciate that. So, you know, we went to the city. We had a little dinner, came back. My wife was supposed to do something else. She was supposed to go to David Byrne's show last night, but it got canceled. So we ended up just coming home, and I was like, I'm just going to watch Dynamite. Even still, ended up watching Dynamite. I make it a weird point.
Nice.
Not to say that I hate my wife. I love my wife. But
I got home very late last night, so I ended up – I couldn't sleep, so I ended up watching it, and I very much enjoyed it. We'll go into that as well. Let's begin with the news, so MG Geek doesn't lose his mind when I don't follow the news. Ratings. A lot of ratings talk this weekend, huh? People losing their mind. Did you see my timeline?
Yeah, you know, like, it's very funny when you post this stuff because everybody and their mother thinks they're Dick Ebersol.
I may not do it anymore. I'm going to be honest with you.
No, you should do it. I'm
contemplating never posting these numbers ever again.
You should do it because I want you to be on that perpetual self-loathing treadmill of the internet
where
you're just like, why do I do this to myself? And then you'll do it again next week.
Well, the problem is my Twitter's unusable for the next like 3 days.
Yeah, I know. You get so many alerts.
It's a bunch of people fighting over numbers and you know, Rich and I have a saying about sometimes like you don't know who's behind that avatar.
10 or 90.
You know, you have no idea if they're 10 years old or 90 years old.
Well, you were saying this week that you wish everybody on the internet owned up to who they were.
I want all anonymity gone.
So instead of like a guy named like Booby Puncher 69 DUDZ.
No, he could stay. Man.
You want like an actual like Ralph Johnson with a picture of his face tweeting you that you're a dum dum for posting numbers.
Listen, I get why anonymity is so important.
Sure.
But I also, it's like most of you guys, 90% of you guys would not be saying the crap that you're saying in real life.
Yeah.
And like, it's not to me either. Like, this isn't to me. Like, I do get some of that. Like, some guy's like, MF-er, you posting these numbers because WWE gave them to you?
Getting paid, dude.
I'm like, and then in the same breath, Another guy's telling me that Tony Khan's cutting my checks. Tony, by the way, still have not gotten that freaking check.
I know, man. Isn't like, and but
I'm
like,
gonna file a grievance.
There's also no fact checking between the people who's cursing you out and the other people who's cursing you out for a different reason.
Yeah,
it's just like, I think they're mostly bots. I think they're mostly dum-dums. I think people get on their phones and they go, "Ha, got him," and that's it. And then you text us and you're like, this is weird.
It is weird. It's really weird to me, especially about ratings. Like, I'm not even stating an opinion. Like, you want to have a debate with me on my opinion, that's fine. You know, like, that's what an opinion is. But I'm just writing a number here with no malice behind it. Mm-hmm. Zero. I'm just posting a number because people are interested. Now, I may not do it anymore. I'm at the point, I'm like, you know what? It's like, it's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. I post these fast nationals on a Saturday. Every 2 seconds it's going off. And then it's like an argument between... For like days. It's not even to me. It's like people tagging each other.
You can mute it.
I could, dude. You know what I could do? No comments.
No comments. Yeah. Or just take it, or just take it off all your devices. Because, like, guys, you don't know this. There's like 7 screens. Andrew's got his Twitter feed on every single
screen.
I think that's what drives you crazy. It's like lost, you know? It's like you have to punch the number in.
Yeah, it's like NCIS here. It's like NCIS. I have those, like, I hyper zoom in. I do analytics on people. It's nutty, man. Who the hell cares?
It you know, nutty.
Like, it's wrestling. Silly goose.
Silly goose.
Is it a guy that you saw? Was he saying silly goose? Or the guy that I saw?
The guy that you saw.
Okay. Rampage, 431,000 with a .18 in the demo. SmackDown did fantastic. 2.15 million, 2.15 million with a .57.
Yeah.
Raw hung on also, 1.68 million with a 0.43. We saw Edge return on Raw. We got to talk about Raw.
Yeah, we got to talk about Raw.
Okay.
Can I interject?
Yeah, go ahead.
I also like how you were like, I'm not going to talk about ratings anymore. And then you literally went,
no, no, no,
let's talk about the ratings.
On Twitter.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just funny.
I got a little chub for numbers.
I know you do, man. You're horny for numbers.
Brandon Thurston's Twitter account and the WrestleTix Twitter account are like my OnlyFans at this point.
I know, man. You're I'm just like,
analytics. And you know what? If you sign up for the Patreon for WrestleTix, he'll send it to you in an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, my God.
Which really, like, I turn off the lights, I put on mood lighting, and I just read those numbers for ticket sales.
Do you ever message these guys and be like, hey, guys, you know what the first 4 letters of analytics is, right?
I should, actually. You know what? WrestleTix, I'm going to send you that message later. So, I mean, Rampage, we've spoken about that Friday number, the Friday time slot endlessly. But
you want to go into Raw?
Attendance. Let's go into this. Okay. Attendance. Since September, AEW crowds have been closing in on WWE shows. Other than the big ones, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the ticket sales are very, very interesting because I was talking to somebody yesterday that has tremendous knowledge on how the ticket industry works.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling me, they're like, you know, it is really interesting that normally when you look at ratings, right, you look at SmackDown. And by the way, SmackDown's doing fantastic with ticket sales.
Yeah.
For SmackDown TV.
For sure.
They're doing great. You know, they're generally nearly full, all those shows. The shows have been really good, too. Raw's the one that's suffering, but generally, when you look at ticket sales, a product that's getting 2 million views compared to 800,000 or 900,000 views, you should see a major, you should see a indicator as far as why one does better on TV with their gate. You're not really seeing that with AEW. It's pretty equal, those numbers, which I find that interesting. So, obviously, AEW has been growing with their live attendance. It's their first, I guess, real one-year tour, which also plays a part in this. GCW sold out the Hammerstein Ballroom. Very cool, huh?
That's pretty fantastic. What a great place to see a show. And this is a good sign for GCW because, listen, there are 3 to 5 cities in the States that are really hotbed hardcore wrestling towns. Philly, Chicago, New York, and there's got to be 2 more, right?
Philly, Chicago, Boston, New York. Miami's not that great.
Yeah.
I guess like Charlotte, you know.
But that's being said, Atlanta. It's an interesting groundswell that GCW is experiencing. And if you guys have never been to Hammerstein Ballroom, it's kind of a treat to go see a wrestling show.
Awesome
there.
Venue, man. Yeah.
It's apart from like seeing something at the Garden, it's a fun.
It's unique.
Just because of like the historic aspect of seeing wrestling there.
Well, it's an amphitheater, right?
Yeah. Better than Terminal 5.
Way better than Terminal 5 sucks. That was, what club was that? Exit?
I think so.
Was Terminal 5 Exit?
It was Hungabungas.
Hungabungas. In Lodi? Hunkabunka in Lodi, New Jersey? So, let me open these notes again. Sorry, guys. Just lost it. So, GCW sold out the Hammerstein Ballroom, but it sold out way bigger than, like, they're, like, at over 2,000, which is not, normally, like, Ring of Honor would do, like, 1,800, 1,900. They are way packed, as much as they could be in that building. Raw, let's begin with this, took place at the UBS Arena in Long Island, New York. The first time Raw is there, it's a brand new arena, just opened a couple of weeks ago. Islanders have only played a couple of games there.
They changed the road signs, too. On the way there.
Did they?
They just slapped up
UBS like, Arena UBS everywhere. Arena. So it's a brand new building. It's like 6-7 minutes from us right now. We could just hop on the Cross Island. We're there. Super easy. We did not go to the show.
No.
I'm not going to AEW either next week, but scheduling reasons. But this was supposed to be a really big show for them.
Yeah.
On paper. So I saw the rundown. And I was told last week, I think we broke the story that Edge was returning.
Yeah.
On the show. I was like, you know what? Edge coming back. I saw that the Miz was coming. Miz and Maurice were going to come back.
Yes.
You had a Seth Rollins, Finn Balor match opening the show.
That's fun.
I saw that Vince was going to be on again. Russell votes with a great, great tweet of McMahon working out and screaming, I hate Austin the whole time. Fantastic, right? You had Randy Orton and Riddle with Ziggler and Rude. All right, whatever. Damian Priest, Apollo Crews. You had that Kevin Owens match.
That's fun.
With Big E. So it was a, you know, on paper, you're looking at this, you're like, you know what? They could do something really cool with this. But in Long Island.
That's always the case.
Way more this week, I felt. Yeah, I don't know. Did you feel that way about this week?
I thought, you know, like whenever they hit the New York market or like that East Coast market, like, you know, like the hot wrestling cities, I feel like they try to put on something good. But lately, I think within the last couple of years, it's like one or two things on the show that are pretty great. Like that Edge promo. Great.
Yeah, very good.
You know, I remember you were texting us during the opener being like, what am I watching right now?
Okay. This is where I want to go into.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're watching that opener. I'm watching Seth Rollins cut that promo.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote, and Rich is 100% accurate, in the chat, I wrote, like we have this like production chat. I go, what the F am I watching right now? Like, what is this promo? What is like, who talks like that?
Yeah.
It's even over the top for wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, because wrestling is really over the top. Like, Hulk Hogan cutting a promo. Like, this is, like, a bizarre, like, theatrics.
Theatrics, yeah.
And like, I'm not complaining. I am complaining a little bit because separated. It's so, like, wow to me now.
Yes.
I'm telling you, like, something happened on that Vegas trip to me.
Yeah, I know.
Something happened.
Yeah, I think you got poisoned.
I got poisoned, and now I see things very differently. Dude, it was that guy looking for Joel. That's what it was.
That was weird.
Where's Joel?
I don't know. You're Joel. Nope.
What did I do?
Some dude thought we were Joel. I don't think it was Joel Pearl.
No, just a random dude
in
Joel.
Vegas. And he followed us to our hotel, and he was like, I'm not allowed in there. And we were like, all right. And he was like, they kicked me out. And we were like, okay. And then he started grabbing us and screaming, what did I do?
Can you please let me in? Can you tell them to let me in?
What did I do? And we were like, later. And technically, I walked really far ahead with Jonathan, and we let Andrew talk to this guy.
Dude, I was going to get Jonathan to fight him. Jonathan's like, you want me to fight him? I'm like, in like 2 seconds.
I think Jonathan would have gotten knocked out by this guy's drunken strength.
Oh, you think he had like drunken strength?
I think so. I think he would have been like...
He would have bit him, dude.
I think he would have picked him up and just threw him into a wall.
Jonathan's a big dude, too. He's not like a little tiny guy. I can't believe that. We're having this Marvel Universe fight with this guy looking for Joel.
It's so ridiculous.
So, you know, I'm watching that and I'm like, everything is so over the top and everything is so theatrical. And again, it's Vince McMahon's Muppet Show.
Yes.
It's a variety hour. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm not saying it to disparage the product.
Well, the Muppet Show is more entertaining than Monday Night Raw.
The Muppets are fantastic.
The Muppets are awesome.
It just, it is, you know what? I'm going to say it is soulless. Monday was soulless.
There's
to
no
me.
Feeling in it.
But SmackDown, on the other hand, is a whole different show. Like, it's so wild to me. A
lot of feeling.
Tons of feeling. Tons of feeling in everything they do. So,
yeah.
Very strange. You know, so they started the show off with that. Long Island, not necessarily the best crowd ever, but I anticipated that this building would be really hot. It's a new building. People are excited to be there. It's a beautiful building. And it just, you know, we got that match. It was a very good match. 8:41, Seth Rollins defeated Finn Balor. Then we go into Vince McMahon backstage with Austin Theory.
Ah.
And like Vince is just grumbling.
Moaning.
I want him to expect the unexpected.
That's Vince's ASMR.
Welcome to my YouTube channel. Today we're going to be unwrapping Christmas gifts.
With my teeth.
Yeah.
You know, you slapped the crap out of him at the end of the night.
That's kind of funny.
Raw Women's Championship contract signing, because we need more of those. Mm-hmm. Randy Orton, Riddle. I'm loving this team. I very much like Riddle and Orton.
Yeah.
It's a bizarro mixed match of, you know, a secret stoner and a very vocal stoner.
Yeah. Secret stoner. I like that.
Edge promo. Edge returned. They, they pretty much like, they brought up that the MJF CM Punk promo mentioned Miz.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, you live rent free in people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
But it was said like, because you're such a loser. Right? That was how he was saying, not that you're like really cool and popular, you live rent free in people's heads. It was like, you're such a loser. Other companies are talking about you.
Which is pretty intelligent. That's like a very intelligent way to do it. And
it is.
Edge, I think.
Intelligent promo.
Intelligent promo. Edge gets, I think, more leeway with his stuff. Like a month ago, I think he mentioned FTR.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to call like by their real names, though.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting, you know, and also like Edge is at, agree or disagree with me, Edge is at the point in his career where if people just hear his music and he comes out for 2 seconds, that's
they're fine.
That's
yep.
okay.
Yep. Yeah. So to me, this looks like, and I don't know, this looks like it's going to be a Miz Maurice versus Edge and
Lita.
Not Lita. Wrong one.
Beth Phoenix.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I mean, that's what it looks like to me.
I, you know what? That would be fun.
Do it at day one.
Do it at day one. One of my favorite WrestleMania matches was John Cena and Nikki Bella.
It was a fun match.
Yeah, versus The Miz and Maurice.
And he didn't propose to her, or did he propose?
He did.
He did.
Was he did.
Will you marry me?
That's like, the best proposal of all time.
The will you marry me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's best.
Will
I was
you?
There for I was there for the wedding.
Were you?
Yeah.
Wow.
My, SummerSlam 91.
Very nice.
Yeah. My father put me in a tuxedo.
I thought you were going to say my father put me in a dress.
My father put me in a dress. I was a flower girl. All right, that was cool. Damian Priest.
Yeah.
Big fan of his, by the way.
Oh, he's great. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Damian Priest. Someone told me that he heard that I said I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it who I think it is?
I don't know. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Damian Priest mm-hmm. defeated Apollo Crews mm-hmm. to retain the title.
Mm-hmm.
10-woman tag match. Now, this was
Yeah.
Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Nikki A.S.H., and the 24/7 champion, Dana Brooke, defeated Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch, Tag Team Champion, Carmella, and Carmella's mask is
so
bonkers.
Good. So good.
Carmella and Zelina, Tamina, and Doudrop. And we got Kevin Owens defeating Big E in a non-title via DQ, 60-minute match. I thought that was a good match.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, story is finishes, man. They're not doing good finishes.
No,
they want to keep everybody fine. They don't want to hurt anybody, and they're doing these bizarre finishes on Raw. Raw's a very different product.
It is. You know, like, what really gets to me about Raw, and this is, like, nitpicking a little bit, like, besides the fact that you were saying it's soulless, everybody wrestles the same exact style. There are minor tweaks here and there, but it's pretty much the same thing.
And you know what's wild? Like, I'm watching Seth and Finn Balor. I'm like, these two are fantastic. Great
yeah.
match. The Vince segment, okay, this is okay. Like, I feel like it's all, everything is almost there.
Yeah.
Everything is almost there. Mm-hmm. Everything is like, you know, getting there. And then it's just missing that thing to take it to the next level. You know, 10-woman tag match. Like, okay, you need to fill up 20 minutes
here.
Damian Priest, Apollo Crews, that's standard, you know, good match.
Mm-hmm.
The Edge promo, standard promo, really good promo.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot wrong. But
no.
Yet, a lot is wrong.
Like you say, it's missing that little bit of a feeling. I think it's also interesting, like, style-wise, they're doing this to keep these guys more healthy, obviously, you know? And I think there was, like, a Daniel Bryan thing where he said, yeah, I got over in the WWE style because I wrestled like I was a dummy.
Or is that what he like, said? Something like that?
He said something like that where he, and I was like, oh, that kind of makes sense. Yeah. You know? Whereas now you see this guy and he's like wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, he's wrestling.
He's wrestling, baby.
So let's, so a couple things that I got from the crowd. Mm. That building was really empty. Okay.
I do think they piped in a lot of audio.
They did pipe in a lot of audio. I mean, to me, it sounded like it. And I've been one that says they don't pipe in a lot of audio for a lot of these shows, but it sounded like it. 5,000 something people in that building in UBS. Not good. But they have saturated New York. If you're going to come up with excuses, they were just here for a pay-per-view at Brooklyn. Yeah. They were just here for the Garden show. They ran Jersey, didn't they?
Plus AEW ran New York.
They're running New York again in December.
Yeah, it's a lot of burnout.
WWE. So there is some burnout, but I was very surprised. Mm-hmm. I would have said if this was running at Barclays, it would not have done great.
No, because
they were just there.
Yeah,
they did Barclays two nights and they came back and a week later.
Yeah.
So to me, it was a little disappointing considering the venue, but AEW is. It's a possibility. They may have almost nearly 10,000 people in that building.
Yes.
Which I'm very curious to see if they pull in 10,000 people, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But, a little disappointed with the crowd, a little disappointed with the show, but it was a typical Raw.
Yes.
At the end of the day. NXT, their go-home show for War Games next Tuesday. This Sunday.
War Games.
Ward Games. Do you want to run down the card?
Yeah. NXT card? All right. So last night we had, Tuesday. Kaylee Ray beat Dakota Kai in a ladder match to win the War Games advantage. Cameron Grimes beat Andre Chase. Cameron Grimes got called out again for the hair versus hair match on Sunday. Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner. Interesting tag team defeat. You got a Fantasma. Joe Gacy's all-inclusive invitational happened.
Yes.
Solo Sikoa defeated Edris and Nofi. I like Solo Sikoa, man. That guy's great. Indy Hartwell and Persia defeated Yulisa Leon and Valentina Ferraz. And Bron Breakker beat Johnny Gargano in a ladder match to win the War Games advantage. He's a dude I don't want to see on a ladder.
I don't want to see him on a ladder.
Right? Like, what's your ladder limit for for big dudes?
You know what? Rob Van Dam was unknowingly a big dude.
Yes. Very wide.
His bones are just calcium deposits.
Right.
Like, he has the thickest bone. You know what? Wolverine body.
He's got adamantium.
Doesn't he have that?
Yes, he does. He
has a Wolverine body. He's just stocky. I would say...
I don't want to see a guy like Wardlow on a ladder.
EC3? Don't want to see him on a ladder.
Don't want to see him on a ladder. Don't want to see Braun Strowman or a Kane on a ladder. When Kane climbed a ladder, always get like... Oh, watch out. You're very big.
His ankles. I worry about his ankles.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because you never want to see like another Sid Vicious thing happen ever again.
Yeah. There has to be a limit. Like, I don't like seeing even like a Damian Priest. I don't want to see him on a ladder.
You know, I don't mind him on a ladder.
You don't mind Damian on
like
a ladder?
He's very like live for his size.
He is very live. War Games this Sunday. We're going to get the men's War Game match. Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Pete Dunne, LA Knight, and versus Bron Breakker, Carmelo Hayes, Tony D'Angelo, and Garrison Waller.
Waller. What's his gimmick? He's a Waller.
Women's match, Raquel Gonzalez, Io Shirai, Cora Jade, and Kaylee Ray versus Toxic Attraction and Dakota Kai.
I feel like it's going to be fun.
NXT Cruiserweight Championship. You're going to have Roderick Strong. What are they going to do with him? With Roddy.
Versus Joe Gacy,
yeah.
I think he drops this to Joe Gacy.
Yeah, I think he should. Hair versus hair, Duke Hudson and Cameron Grimes. It looks like Cameron's probably going to lose this.
I know. I like Duke Hudson, though.
Good promo. And NXT Tag Team Championship, Imperium versus Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. So, two contracts expiring, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kyle's contract is ending.
Right.
And Gargano took his contract expires on the 3rd, but he took an extension. To get him through to this pay-per-view.
He's working like on a handshake deal.
He's working on, yeah. So, but they've been trying to get this contract done since September.
Yeah,
so,
I can imagine.
Listen, what does he do? I don't know. You know, like his wife's there. Mm. She's pregnant. He has a pretty cushy position there. You know, he's very well-liked. How would he do leaving? Does he fit into AEW right now?
They're all buddy buddy.
Huh?
They're all buddy buddy.
They're all buddy buddy, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
The same thing was the exact same thing that you just said was said about Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, I feel, fit way easier.
Super well liked.
Yeah.
They tried to keep him. They offered him a ton of money, right? And then we're going to put you on the main roster, X, Y, and Z. And he was like, I'm going to go be with my buddies.
Yeah.
Is this the
situation?
We're
going to make you be a manager to Keith Lee.
Is this the situation? Because you got to think about like that saturated. It's funny because now it's like when somebody leaves WWE, everybody automatically thinks like, dude, he's going to be great in AEW.
No.
Right? But there's such an influx of talent with AEW that, listen, maybe that's not the right option. There's also Impact. There's MLW. There's GCW. You know? Yeah. You never know. Maybe this guy's like, yo, I'm going to GCW.
I'm just going to bleed everywhere.
I'm going to be another deathmatch king. And then I'm going to bleed everywhere for the rest of my career.
That's how well it worked for Zack Ryder. So,
hey, look, yeah.
AEW news. So we're talking about people leaving and going. Big Swole leaves AEW. They will not be renewing her contract. You know, there was a little bit of frustration, I think, on her side.
Yeah.
That they weren't really utilizing her. I always liked her character. I thought she was a good addition to that main roster for AEW's women's division.
Absolutely.
But she also has some health issues, and listen, sometimes you need to step back and be like, let me leave.
Yeah.
Let me regroup, and then I'll figure out what I'm going to do. I think she would do well in NXT. I think she would do well in Impact.
Anywhere.
I love her look.
Very likable.
Yeah.
Like the interesting thing about that is like, so I've been doing this thing where like I'll go on my social media platforms.
Hold on, this thing?
I've been doing that thing a lot. Yeah. Right now, actually. That's why it's cut off. You guys don't know what's going on under this desk. I've been doing this thing lately and it's helped a lot where the minute I see like a dumb comment, I'll close the app.
That's good. I like that.
I saw the Big Swole thing and the first comment was F Tony Khan. This just shows you how bad he treats, blah, blah, blah.
I know.
And I was like, Twitter closed, goodbye.
I know. It's bad takes. But listen, everybody has a take now on everything.
Yeah.
You know.
They're usually bad.
Somebody was arguing with me on Twitter about
ratings.
No, the hospitality industry.
Your ratings?
My ratings. Yeah. like a couple of weeks ago, I posted something about like hospitality. And it was like they were arguing with me that I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm totally wrong. I don't know. And I'm like, do you work in New York in hospitality? They're like, no, but I go out a lot. I'm like, do you even live in New York? They go, no. I'm like, I don't want to be like, let me tell you my credentials and tell you what I do. And it's just everybody has an opinion.
It is. It's kind of funny, too. Like, I'll tell you a story later about that. But it's like somebody saying, like, oh, are you a fan of eating out? Like, have you been to Smith and Walensky's? No, but I've had Arby's once.
Yeah. You know what it was? It was when I was, like, adamant that we need to reopen New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This you is still like, are.
I still am.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote, what, so these waitresses could make $100 a day?
Oh, boy.
And I was like, do you know how much money... Like, not every venue is the same.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you and I have a ton of friends in the bar business, restaurant. Like, I'm not even talking high-end places, right? We're talking, like, dives.
Yeah.
I could tell you that Rich and I, that we go to this dive, essentially, regularly. If you're not making $600 on your shift and you work there, it's a bad day. You're doing something really bad. Like, these guys, like, in New York, it's very different. Again, I'm not saying every venue. I'm saying a lot of venues.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because like I'll give you like a quick story and a half. Like I have a buddy who's an actor, and you know what? The one thing stopping him from really, really, really pursuing it day in and day out,
because he makes a lot of money.
The money he was making bartending.
Yeah.
This dude would clear. He worked at like a mature lady bar, let's say.
Oh,
not a dirty bar. Like it's just like
a mature
a bar where like you know like
elegant.
Professional women would frequent
ladies.
Because it's in like neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
This dude would make between 14 and 18 on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Working like a 6-hour shift.
It's fantastic.
And then do the same thing on Friday. And he's like, yeah, I don't know about this, man.
So and I'll tell you this, if you work at the club that I'm very deeply associated with.
Yes.
And you're a waitress and you're now making $280,000 a year, you're a terrible waitress.
Yeah.
Like that, that's the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
So, not every venue is created equally. let's go. I people love the side talks here about New York City randomly.
You know what they do? I love seeing those comments on YouTube saying, man, I wish I could be there.
I wish I could be there. AEW Dynamite last night.
Mm-hmm.
Very good show.
Well, you're skipping a very
important thing. Go ahead.
Brian Danielson versus Hangman Adam Page set for Winter is Coming on December 15th, which is
the following week. Yeah.
Very excited.
So a lot of people speculating that is this where, you know, Bray shows up, Wyndham shows up.
You know, that's interesting. You know what I think is going to happen with this match? I'm going to call it right now. I think Hangman retains, but he takes the beating of his life from Daniel Bryan.
What if Wyndham comes and he does his voodoo on Bryan Danielson?
And like he brainwashes him again?
Yeah, and he becomes a Wyatt again.
Well, technically, he could show up with
all of them.
Braun and Eric.
I mean, you know what, though? You want to give a gnarly gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
You want to give him a gnarly gimmick. Winter is Coming. Freaking do the
Game of Thrones guys.
The Game of Thrones guys.
They tried to do that with Sting when he debuted.
Did they?
Yeah.
They did do that.
But really gnarly. I think it would be really cool. Like me as a fan, you know, really, really cool. You see these three guys show up just like wraiths.
Yeah, I mean, like Malachi Black. I'm not saying that's happening. I find you get these moments once in a while that you could kind of align something really cool for them to do.
Absolutely.
So Winter's Coming in Dallas. Very, very exciting. I'm a little surprised they're doing this match now.
Okay.
So that means that I'm not going to say what it means. I'm going to skip over that. Sorry, everybody.
Womp womp.
Sorry. Danielson defeated Allen Angels in this match. he gave a lot.
Yeah.
He sold a ton in this match, but he looks freaking nuts.
I
like this crazy version of Danielson.
I love it too. And I think it's funny how his segments are promo and brutal match. It's very classic.
Very.
I like that. I like that he's addressing the crowd. Next was CM Punk beating Lee Moriarty.
Yeah. So CM Punk, you know, they are really pushing that how tired he looks.
Yes.
They're very much pushing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious as to why. You know what I mean?
I think you got to do something different, right? Because people thought CM Punk, they thought it was going to be what Daniel Bryan's doing, right? Where he's kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah.
Whereas the story they're telling with Punk is like, he's kind of having fun and he's helping out the new guys, right? And also Lee Moriarty, I wish, nothing against Lee Moriarty, I like the guy a lot, but I wish he sounded like Sean Connery because that's a great name for that accent.
It is, yeah.
Right? Lee Moriarty. I enjoy it. I think, how do you think this MJF match is going to go?
I don't know. You know, he always does great in these big time matches. Mm-hmm. He rarely wrestles.
Right.
which is, you know.
That's the key.
At first, I was like, well, maybe there's a reason, but it really works in a way that they don't overexpose him.
Mm-hmm.
And because he doesn't wrestle that often, his wins and losses really don't matter as much. His losses don't matter as much.
Right.
So, you know, I'm very curious how this is going to work. I hope they mesh well. I think on promos, they're doing great.
Absolutely.
It just now in ring, we're going to see what happens. Great, great promo again, and this is they're going to lead to this soon. So maybe they do it at
Winter's Coming.
No, well, Battle of the Belts, they can't do it. So I mean, it's a lot of time to extend this till February, though.
Yeah, I think they're going to do it sooner than later. How did you feel about MJF's suit?
Oh, the Larry David's PJs.
So good,
great
so
line,
good.
Great line. But you know, they are going to do Wardlow and CM Punk.
Yes.
So yeah. that's. I don't know when that next couple weeks.
My Wardlow impression.
Do it. That's a good one. I like it. Wardlow with Sean Spears defeated AC Adams in a squash.
That was fun.
Immediately. Now, this was the shocker of the night, right? How does Billy Gunn get bigger by the week? How is Billy Gunn? He has now, at 58 years old, so this is nearly a 60-year-old man. Against a 60-year-old Sting. Sting looks fantastic. He's moving great. Billy Gunn moves fantastic. This was the first loss for Colton and Billy. Their undefeated streak is over.
I had it on last night. My wife was in the room, and I pointed at Billy Gunn, and I went, Billy Gunn's almost 60. And she went, That's impossible.
You know what? Same thing with Jess. Jess is like, first of all, he's gigantic. Okay,
let's 6'5".
He's legit, but like shoot 6'5". Yeah, so like wrestling wise, he's 7'5".
Exactly.
In wrestling
term. Yeah.
So this man is a giant. He's bigger than ever. He's competing in like a I think he's competing in like the next couple of weeks in a 50 over bodybuilding competition. This guy,
he's gonna win.
Listen, coming from a body, I'm not a bodybuilder whatsoever, as you could tell.
Coming
but
from
I come
reading,
from a bodybuilding family,
and you've read a bunch of magazines about bodybuilding.
Tons of Muscle Mag.
I know.
Tons of Muscle Mag. I still have them. Treehouse Vince sends them over, but like only 90s Muscle Mags. Nothing new.
Nothing.
He doesn't like the new generation. He wants them just really roided up. Dude, like, this guy is unbelievable to look at.
Yeah, he's a statue.
He really is.
They should call him the immortal Billy Gunn.
The one Billy Gunn.
The one Billy Gunn. I love Sting's makeup. Sting and Darby doing, like, the samesies makeup.
Yeah, that was cool.
Really did it for me.
Samesies.
The samesies. And I also like how they're kind of doing the smoking gun stuff when they, on the intro.
Are they?
They're doing, like,
Who is?
One of the sons is doing, like... bang bang stuff and then crotch chops with
is
the
he
pistols.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, man.
It's so great.
But I mean, Colton Gunn is such a great cowboy name, is it not?
And Austin Gunn.
And Austin Gunn.
Great. I think those are their shoot names.
Yeah, it is Austin. Yeah. No, but Gunn's not the shoot.
No,
name.
It's Sop.
But Austin,
I think their first names. Yeah.
But Austin Gunn and Colton Gunn, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
So good.
I like them. I don't know why. I'm into the ass boys.
I think it's just because they do share a little bit of their dad's charm. And also the thing I always think about when I watch Billy Gunn wrestle, I could talk about Billy Gunn for 3 hours, by the way, guys. The thing that I love about watching Billy Gunn wrestle is that he's always sold so tremendously. And there was an old interview with
him. Very good, yeah.
There's an old interview with him and Road Dogg, I think, where he was like, you know, and there was a point when you'd go to Madison Square Garden or like Nassau Coliseum or Chicago or whatever, all the banners for wrestling were The Rock and Austin, of course.
Yeah.
But who's on the receiving end of their finishers?
It's always
them.
Yeah.
You know, they were paid to make these guys look like $1 million.
And they did. They were fantastic.
Made Sting look like $1 million yesterday.
Yeah. You know, and here's the thing, right? Like, when you have the argument of the older guys, when you have the older guys not in a key, like, prime position to win a title, or you put it, like, it doesn't bother me. Like, I think it's perfectly fine. Like, and WWE does it. I'm going to tell you, that Goldberg-Lashley match.
That's fun.
Was a lot of fun. And I tell people all the time, remove that stigma of what you think of Bill Goldberg and watch that match. They told a fantastic story.
They did.
And I feel like this is cool. You're gonna get, you know, you're getting to see Sting in a tag match with Billy Gunn. All right, you know what? It pops a certain generation of fan.
This guy,
me, yeah, I like it. I'm into all of them.
Absolutely. Gonzo was, oh my god, Gonzo was doing a little bit of that that auto E yesterday while he was watching it.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Next, he had Chris Jericho interviewed backstage. He gets beat up by 2.0. That's fun. You know what? It's funny. This is like a weird thing. It's not a knock on anything. Why is everybody dressed like Britt Baker?
Everybody is dressed like Britt Baker.
Black leather jacket, black t-shirt, black tight pants, Nikes.
Yeah.
And you had the
That's how I dress.
Yeah, that's how everybody dresses.
Yeah. Tight jeans.
Tight. Your
Jordans.
Jeans are tight.
My jeans are tight.
Your jeans are tight.
My jeans are super tight because you know why? I get them with the stretch in them.
I know.
That's the trick. And I'm going to tell you, it feels like $1 million. These pants? Mm. Feel my pants. Pull my pants right now.
I pulled your pants.
Pull my pants
times.
Right now. Pull these pants. Here you go. Oh, yeah. Pull these pants.
Oh, those are stretchy.
These are stretchy.
Very comfortable. They seem like they're very comfortable.
Super comfortable. Yeah. I wear these on when I fly all the time. When I'm
like
flying.
Superman.
Like Superman. I wear these pants.
You have the TBS Championship Tournament. Ruby Soho beat Chris Statlander. That was a fun match. I like how Chris Statlander is an alien, but she's like a wacky alien. She's not like a terrifying alien.
Boop.
Yeah.
Bang bong.
And then your main event. Right off the bat. It had that big fight feel. It felt like it was going to be something special. Listen, you can boo Cody all you want, but the dude goes friggin' hard.
He does go hard.
He goes hard, man. And I thought him getting busted open was going to be the end of it, that chair spot.
Okay. Let's go into this.
Yeah, please.
Right? Andrade came out dressed like he's doing a shift at my job. I like that his street fight clothes were dress pants and a button down.
Why not?
Why not? Good for him. In like dress shoes.
That's like what you're wearing.
That
like,
is
if
what
you
I'm
got
wearing.
Into a fight right now,
this
that you have to, you can't change out of it.
No. But I'd be way more comfortable. These pants are very stretchy.
Exactly.
Cody comes out with his ridiculous entrance.
The Homelander entrance.
The Homelander entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And Arn Anderson falls into where the fire shoots out on that side. First of all, and you know he's not the only one that fell because CM Punk almost fell in that thing also when he was walking up the ramp and he caught himself. So maybe they shouldn't have had that thing there. But Arn falls, total brawl. Cody takes off his jacket. And I think I sent a group message. I was like, what the hell happened to his back? What's on his back?
I thought it was a sunburn.
I thought so too, but he was so pale.
And then I was like, candle wax? I don't know. I'm making a joke. Like, this is candle wax. What's happening? It didn't tell a story, but I feel like it didn't go as they planned, but who cares?
It's like fire retardant.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it was. It's like a spray on. So pretty much he was wearing fake skin. You had T-Pain ringside.
So good.
Cody's bleeding everywhere. At the end, Brandy comes out. They set up a table. They light that freaking thing on fire.
Yeah.
Cody does, what did he hit him with?
He wanted to hit him with a suplex. Like a reverse suplex, and Andrade turned it into like sliced bread number two or
something.
But some
who
shit.
Ate it?
Cody ate it.
Cody ate it, but it wasn't supposed to look like that.
No, it was supposed to look like that.
That Cody ate it?
Right, because it was very...
But Cody then immediately went for the pin.
I think on TV, it looked weird because you see Cody's about to do it. There's a struggle. Andrade cinches him on the neck. Cody eats the table, but it hurt Andrade, and Cody gets the pin while they were both on fire, which is pretty rad.
Yeah, so Cody was on... Yeah, Cody's arm... And his pants tight, were...
And Andrade's chest.
And Andrade's chest were on fire during the pin.
I don't think they took into account the plastic on the table that was going to catch fire.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
Also, I'm going to interject here.
Yeah.
There was a move... This is a testament to how good Andrade is. Cody did the moonsault off the barricade.
Yeah.
Right? This dude would have... If you watch it back, he would have busted his seat.
Oh, there they are. Oh, let me... Hold on. Let me see this.
But we're going back. The replay of Dynamite is on the air right now.
Yeah.
And
I want to see this.
As I mentioned before,
the Ass Boys are out.
They're doing the gun, smoking gun. They're combining all the shit that Billy Gunn used to do. Kissing.
Oh, yeah, he is doing it. He's doing the six shooter.
Boom, boom.
And the suck it. Yeah. I love that. Which one is the better one? Is it Colton or is it Austin?
That guy.
They both look just like him, too.
Yeah. Really nuts. Jesus Christ.
Well, Colton, Austin's shorter.
Yeah.
But I mean, how short is he? Because I don't even know how tall they are because he's like a tree that grew from the earth,
Billy. Like 6 feet tall. Anyway, so Cody did this moonsault off the barricade, right?
How'd he keep his name?
That's a good question, you know? It may have expired.
I don't know. I wonder if that was like a deal. They gave him his name. Does someone know the answer to this?
That's very interesting.
Because he couldn't do it in TNA.
Yeah, he was, what was he? He was Kip.
Kip James, the James boys.
Which was fun.
Anyway, James 1 and James 2.
Cody went for this moonsault off the barricade, right?
Yeah.
If Andrade caught him so perfectly as for Cody not to bust his neck, testament to Andrade's skill and awareness when he's wrestling.
Yeah, he's so good.
Did you enjoy the match?
What a handsome boy he is, too. I loved it. I thought it was a really good match. Mm-hmm. Cody continues to get booed, which is fantastic. He was in Atlanta. He got the win, hometown win. And we'll see what happens next week in Long Island. AW Rampage. So the main match for this got screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's the problem. What happened?
Okay.
I got an alert saying that the match is off. The 2 out of 3 pinfalls match is off because... there was travel issues.
Okay.
For Penta and
Phoenix.
It was Phoenix that had the travel issues. A lot of people saying that he's hurt. He's not hurt.
Yeah.
And he's on that Triple Mania card. Both of them are, actually. They're going to be facing FTR and Triple Mania.
Great.
So I think it was just a flight issue, and he couldn't get on the show. So they'll be doing it in a couple weeks.
So good.
Oh, is that Sting's boy?
The makeup.
Yeah, that was good makeup. Let's see what else we got here. AW Dynamite lineup for next week.
Uh-huh.
We got Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal.
Fun.
We got Danielson and John Silver, Long Island native John Silver.
Great.
And we got Rio and Jamie Hayter.
Great.
So far on the card. An AW Dynamite Winter is Coming on 12/15. The lineup so far, the match that we have is the world title match. AEW World Champion Hangman Page faces off Bryan Danielson.
Great.
Very, very cool show. Guys, submit your questions in the chat. We're going to do a quick 10-minute Q&A to get through some of these questions. And we'll go from there. Do we have any questions lined up?
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Boom. Look at that. This is from Joe Cabana on Twitch. What does Andrew predict for AEW's next TV deal? How much bigger could we be looking at?
That's a great question. I think it's really going to matter on 2022. Mm-hmm. And if there's no interruptions, I think if there are no interruptions, they're going to have a nice, you know, by September comes next year, they're going to be sitting. Yeah. If all things point the way that they should, they're going to be sitting at the million mark a week.
Oh, for sure.
You know, right now they've had too much that Saturday move, the Friday move, the day, the time, like all this stuff has happened where it really stop and start never helps anybody. Going to TBS, being situated there where you know you're not going to be moved on your Wednesday for hockey to a Saturday, it's gonna help them way more.
For sure.
So we'll see. I think if they do well, you know, if the numbers are over a million, they're going to get a lot more money for TV. But then the expectations are much higher. So, right. You know.
But they do over-deliver.
Yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Yes.
This is from Pratik in the chat room. Hey, Andrew. Who is the next big superstar in NXT that could change the landscape of WWE?
The next big guy is going to be Bron Breakker.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's the dude. Sure. Who else comes to mind for you? That could be a big star.
From NXT?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's different. I'm not in the writer's room.
I think Austin Theory, too.
I feel like with WWE, because, like, you know, the days of getting a guy over naturally, organically, are over.
Yeah.
So, Austin Theory, Bron Breakker, I feel like you have to look at, like, the big boys.
Yeah.
You know? You ready for the next one?
Uh-huh.
This is from The Champ, 2011, on Twitch. If Roman is injured or not available, who do you think will be their number one draw?
It has to be Drew, right? On SmackDown?
Drew
or
on
the whole
SmackDown.
Company, or the whole company.
Whole company.
It would probably be Drew, or they would revert back to Brock. Mm-hmm. Drew, Brock, let's see who else. Maybe Seth put the title on. Edge, you could put the title on. You know, I'm very surprised they're not doing... I think they need to do that story about Edge winning the title again.
Yes.
I think that's a really good story for 2022. You could tell that story very easily, and people would very much enjoy it. I think if Roman's out, you're going to have to default to a couple of those guys. You're going to have to go to Drew. Yeah. You could do something with Brock again. You could do... I'm thinking Drew more than anything else, or Edge.
Sure.
You know?
I agree with that. All right, this one's off of Twitter from JBlund23. You guys are awesome. Love the show. Who is the favorite to win the Diamond Ring this year at AEW?
MJF's in it, isn't he?
You think he retains?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe that could be his thing, where nobody beats him in this Diamond Ring match.
Do you think AEW needs, like, another hot heel?
On his level?
Yeah.
You
have Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Bucks and Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
You have MJF.
Yeah. Adam Cole.
Adam Cole. And then you have, like, I guess Miro?
Miro's a good heel.
Britt Baker?
Britt's like a baby face now.
Yeah.
Nobody boos her.
FTR? Pinnacle. All of MJF.
Yeah, I think they're well-balanced with that. I think they need stronger baby faces more than anything else.
Fair enough. Jungle Boy.
Jungle Boy in a couple of years. Yeah, he'll be a big time.
Well, Jungle Boy wins the ring.
Oh, you know what? You could do that. You could have Jungle Boy win it.
That makes sense. Let's see. This is from Yash Vardan on Twitter. What are your top three picks to win for the Men's Royal Rumble 2022?
Oh, that's a great question. I haven't even thought about this. Do you want to take this?
Edge?
Again? Uh-huh.
Bobby Lashley?
Ooh, maybe Lashley.
I would say one of the Usos, but I'll go
almost there? Seth, maybe?
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens could win it.
Finn?
Finn, you know what? Finn would be great.
Finn would be fantastic.
Yeah, Finn would be fantastic. Brock wins.
Oh my God,
that Matt Riddle. That's a, that's Matt Riddle could win. You know, that might be cool.
Riddle and Block.
Block Lesnar.
Riddle and Brock are definite possibilities. This is from Vibor.
Do you think Vibor?
Do you think Walter could win next year's Royal Rumble?
No.
No?
No. I don't. Let's see. Because Walter does not want to wrestle here full time.
All right, we got a super chat from Brandon Edwards. Thanks, Brandon. As always, $20. Boom. If O'Reilly leaves NXT, is it taboo for AEW to reform Undisputed? Also, if Roddy drops the title, is he gone too?
I don't think he's necessarily gone.
I don't think it's taboo either. I think that's fun, man.
I think it is fun.
It popped the crowd. I think it's a good faction, right? Like, why not? You can't have Adam Cole with the Bucks forever.
No, but you could have them all together.
You can have them all like
and then when Kenny comes back, he's like, what the F's going on here?
So would you call them the Undisputed Elite?
Yes, if you could.
Well, where's Gallows and Anderson? What happened to these guys?
They're in TNA. They're in Impact, right?
But they just stopped showing up on Dynamite. You think that's
I don't think it's cut. I think for now they cooled off on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This next one is from OK Johnny on YouTube. Who should actually beat Sammy Guevara for the TNT Championship? I'm thinking Adam Cole or MJF.
I think those are really good picks.
Those are really good picks. I want to see Darby hold it again. Honestly, like I feel like Billy Gunn would be a good interim champion.
Billy Gunn.
Great interim
champion. You're really...
One week.
You got a boner for Billy.
I love Billy Gunn, dude. I've always loved Billy Gunn. One week, Billy Gunn has that title and drops it to one of his kids. Would be great. I think... Jungle Boy would be a fantastic TNT.
You know who I want to win the title? Vibor.
Yeah?
I want Vibor to win the TNT title.
This one's from Pratik. Hey, Andrew and Rich, is Austin Theory the next main event big superstar on Raw?
They're trying to.
They People really are very, you know, want that.
Even when he was a big Paul Heyman. We saw him. Didn't we see him wrestle? A couple times at Evolve. He was an Evolve guy. Yeah. He was very impressive in Evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Great body, great look. Really solid worker. I think he definitely, they see that potential.
Yeah.
You know, he's adapting. You know what someone said to me? They said he's adapting very well.
I could see that.
So.
As opposed to like his first like weird mini run.
Yeah, I can't believe you want to see Billy Gunn as TNT champion.
For a week.
For 1 week.
For 1 week.
Okay.
I think that'd be awesome.
All right.
And then he gives it to his kid.
Okay. One Just hands kid. It to him.
Yeah.
And then what does the other kid do? Gets upset?
Yeah.
How about me, Dad?
I think it's a fun, or... You know what? I feel like all this stuff is kind of leading up to that trios title, right?
It is leading up to the trios title.
There'd be a good trio. Death Triangle is a good trio. Jurassic Express is a good trio. The Bucks with Adam Cole is a good trio. Like, there's tons of trios out there. All right. This next one is from, who did I put? Mark M?
Mark H.
Mark H. With Texas getting winters coming, do you think the show in Greensboro, North Carolina will be Christmas themed, like Holiday Bash?
Maybe. I mean, it's a day. It's, what is it? It's on Christmas Eve? No. What
winter is
it
coming?
On? No. When is Christmas fall?
This is on a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. Okay, yeah. Got it.
So
got
that
it.
Wednesday, you think like the
they could do a Christmas 23rd Eve one.
Or the 23rd, 24th, 22nd?
They could do that.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
That wrestling podcast is War Games Gargano's last night in NXT.
So they are, the word is that they're still working on a deal.
Mm-hmm.
The last update I had was they are still working on the deal. Listen, mm-hmm. This is very similar to the Adam Cole situation, right? Contract is ending. Mm-hmm. He's holding out. Obviously, smart move because they know that they want him. You also don't want to, you know, say you want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see what the best possible opportunity is for you. And I think he's playing his cards perfectly right.
Yeah.
You know, right now, see if I got the story here. I do not have the story here. Changed my mind. I thought I had something pulled up.
Change your mind?
Yeah, I thought I had something pulled up. I can't pull it up. I don't know where he will benefit, you know, if he goes to AEW or stays there. They definitely need him. And by the way, NXT is not doing bad in the ratings.
No.
People really need to realize that these ratings really are not major indicators of quality.
Mm-hmm.
As far as people think, because a year ago, even when they moved to Tuesdays, before the new NXT, the numbers were sitting exactly where they were. They're off by about 120,000 now, but they're not. You're not seeing this mass hemorrhage of viewers. It's still in the sixth range, the mid sixes, And USA is very happy about this because they're not paying much for the show.
Right, right, right.
You know, and this is, and by the way, I you know, this comes from people I speak to at USA, and this comes from, you know, people I've spoken to at WWE, where they're not as concerned about the rating because it didn't fall off the cliff as people, some people predicted.
Yeah.
And to put it on a Tuesday on USA and it becomes, you know, a major show for them on a Tuesday because they really don't have too many flagships on USA anymore.
Right.
They haven't done a good job at building their Suits replacement.
Suits and Monk are gone.
And Monk are gone. It's filled with SVU reruns. So, and Crisley, but
hey,
it's Crisley. I would say it's overperforming in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I think the move to Tuesday is the good slow burn, because at that point when they do tip the scales to becoming like a big money show, it's got a built-in audience.
Already, yeah.
You know, this is from Large 23. Did Tiffany Stratton get canceled on NXT? They still showed the vignette for her on Wednesday's show.
I don't know. I don't know what the story with that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe too many cooks in the kitchen on that one. This is another one from Pratik. When is Braun Strowman coming back to pro wrestling? He spelled it Barn, which I think is pretty funny.
I do like Barn Strowman.
That's what they're gonna call him on the indies.
Yeah, Born Strowman. He could do like a Born
mm-hmm.
B, like with the things on the O, the dots,
the umlauts.
Yeah,
you know what would be great if he showed up as like just his gimmick from when he was on the Adam Rose,
the bunny.
He could be the bunny.
Yeah.
But I think he was the.
I don't know. He's acting now. I think a lot of people are taking a stance and they're trying different things right now.
Mm. Let's see. It's 11:30.
All right, we got to get out of here. Do you want to do one more?
Let's do one more. Give us a juicy one, guys.
Yeah, big juicy one.
Give us like a juicy question. There we go. This is from David Claire Bennett. I've been wanting to ask this all week long. Where is Elias?
He's dead. Isn't he dead? Elias is dead.
Did Elias get murdered?
Whole new character getting repackaged.
All right. What do you think they should repackage Elias as?
As like a real journeyman wrestler.
You're going to say like a real jerk.
Like a real jerk. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
He's another interesting character where like...
He's gigantic.
He's a big dude. He's big, huge. Big dude.
Yeah, very big dude. All right, guys. That's it for this week. I'm going to go to work and Rich is going to Manhattan.
Yes.
What are you doing? You're I got to go to work. You're in Midtown?
Yeah, yeah.
How long are you working until?
All day. I got to do a thing, and then I got to do another thing later.
In the city?
Second thing's in Greenpoint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to say, if you want to meet me for a drink.
Oh, I'm driving in. All right. So. I'm also being a good boy, so.
Oh, no drinking for you. Good boy. Yeah. All right. Guys, that's it for this week. I'll be back on Sunday with Wrestling Observer Live on F4W. Yes, Rich, what do you have coming up?
I mean, you can check me out on Twitter on BTC Rich. I got my Film Zeros pod. You can check us out at Film Zeros on Twitter. It's Film Class Zeros with me and my buddy Alex Caligianis. We talk about movies every couple of weeks on the
nice
internet.
German last name.
Very German last name. That's about it. I mean, you know, it's Christmas time and like we just had Thanksgiving. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Busy.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I'm tired. I haven't recovered from it yet. I haven't recovered. All right, guys, that's it for this week. See you later.
Later.